Hi, it's Francis Lam, and welcome to Splendid Table Selects, our mini podcast where we share interviews that inspired us, taught us something, or just made us better cooks. Our presenting sponsor is Bob's Red Mill. They're an employee-owned company that's offered organic, gluten-free, stone-ground products for decades, and they're experts at making healthy taste amazing. I'll tell you more about Bob later, but first, let's get to the show. Okay, so I am a little bit of an ice cream nerd, but I definitely hang out with hardcore ice cream nerds. And until recently, none of us had ever heard of stir-fried ice cream. It's also called Thai-rolled ice cream, which is a little less paradoxical, and some of our producers back in St. Paul are pretty obsessed with it, but what is it? Our friend Melissa Clark talked with Peng Vang, a practitioner of the art, to find out.
Peng, hi, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what is Thai ice cream?
So Thai ice cream is just, it's your regular ice cream. It's just presented a different way, and it's made fresh right in front of you. So that's the real big difference, is that we take the ice cream in the liquid form. So you pre-make the ice cream, turn into liquid form, get the mixtures all right, add some flavoring if you want to. And then what we do is we pour that ice cream mix over a freezing plate, stainless steel plate, and then we make it fresh right in front of you. So it's kind of it's the freshest form of ice cream that you can get right now, because everything's made right in front of you and everything's made to order.
So when you say that you make it right in front of you, so you take the ice cream base, you pour it on this freezing cold steel plate. How do you get it off? Tell us the process.
The nickname for Thai rolled ice cream is actually stir fried ice cream. So it's like, it's exactly the same as like a stir fry. So instead of using a very, very hot surface, like a wok, you're actually using a very, very cold surface. And then you're basically stir frying the ice cream. And so you're churning it with your hands, using metal knives, and then you flatten it. And then once you flatten it, once it's solidified as the as ice cream, then you flatten it onto the pan, and then you use the knives. They look like paint scrapers almost, and then you basically use that to scrape the ice cream off, and then when you're scraping the ice cream off, it actually rolls really nicely into little rolls, and then once you scrape it all off, then you put it into a cup, top it, and then you eat it with a spoon. So that's a little bit different from traditional ice cream. So it doesn't come in a cone, it actually comes in a cup that you eat with a spoon.
So it's almost like stir fry is a good analogy, or making a crepe, like, you know, except cold. So you take this, you have the liquidy base, you pour it flat, you spread it around, and then you roll it up.
Is that that's basically what you're doing too. And so so it's basically you spread it out flat as can be, and then once it's flattened and it freezes over into solid ice cream, then you use the knife to just scrape it over and roll it into rolls, and you get a really nice product and a really nice creamy ice cream for sure.
Now, how does the flavor or the texture differ from Western ice cream that I'm used to? Tell me about the differences.
So the texture is a little bit different, because when you're making the rolled ice cream, it's actually a lot harder initially than traditional ice cream. So it feels like when you're sticking your spoon in it, it's not as creamy. But as soon as the ice cream is exposed to some form of heat, like inside your mouth, right, then it immediately liquefies, and it turns into this really, really creamy texture. So it's kind of deceiving, because it's actually really, really solid, and it's actually kind of hard to pick at it with a spoon. Once you actually like eat it and stick it in your mouth, then it completely just melts and turns into a really, really creamy texture. And it's a lot more creamy than the traditional scoop ice cream that you would find at any other scoop shop. So really the biggest difference is texture is a lot different.
Now, when did you first taste it?
So a couple of years ago, I saw on social media, just like everyone else, this new form of ice cream. I thought it was really cool. And then coincidentally, at that same exact time, I already had a trip booked to go to Thailand. And so I actually went to Thailand, and I was in Chiang Mai, and we went to one of the night markets there, and I saw it being made, and I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta try this. And so I went over, and then I stood in line for like an hour, like everyone else. And
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I stood in line for about an hour, and then I finally tasted it, and I thought it was like amazing. I thought it was not only the ice cream itself, but just the process of making the ice cream was like just super, like my mind was just blown, and I was like, this is so cool. And then I was just immediately hooked. So that was the first time I had it. And then I came back to the States, and then I was in New York, And I actually had it there as well. And so I just became kind of infatuated with Thai rolled ice cream ideas. That's when it kind of all began.
So now, is this a traditional Thai ice cream, or is this a new thing? I mean, is it new in Thailand and new here, or is it old there and just new for us?
So no, it's actually fairly new there as well. Because it's so new and because it's kind of found everywhere in Southeast Asia, it's really hard to pinpoint where Thai rolled ice cream's origins are. But it just became, I think the reason why we call it Thai rolled ice cream is because that's where it became popularized in the Thai street markets. Mm-hmm. It just became popularized in the night markets in Thailand. And now it's kind of spread all over Southeast Asia.
And so social media really made this thing spread like crazy, right?
Oh,
just 'cause
yeah.
People would see these images.
Oh, yeah, 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 definitely. I think the introduction of social media over the last 5 years has definitely helped kind of spread a lot of the popularity in regards to Thai rolled ice cream.
So tell us about the different flavors.
With Thai rolled ice cream, it's really cool because it has the flexibility of choosing whatever flavors you want. You just start out with the basic, you know, ice cream mix, and then you can mix in anything you want. It can go from anything as simple as chocolate to something as exotic as dragon fruit or durian or anything like that. It's just a matter of kind of what you want in there. So that's the other really cool thing about Thai rolled ice cream, is that you can modify and you can add whatever flavor you really want to it right then and there. And so that kind of keeps people interested, and it kind of keeps people looking forward to their next stop, because then there's so many flavors and so many combinations that you can make with Thai rolled ice cream. We focus on just trying to be true to ice cream itself. So we stick to kind of very familiar flavors, like your vanillas, like your chocolates, like your strawberry. And then we have some mango flavor and stuff like that. So we just try to stay to the actual traditional flavors of ice cream.
So those are for the bases. And then for the mix-ins, people can get pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Especially right now with like all of the extract and flavorings that are out there, you can really turn the ice cream base into any flavor you want. Like I said, it's just a matter of how exotic you kind of want to get with the flavors.
It sounds amazing. Peng, thank you so much.
Yeah.
You made me want an ice cream right now.
Thank you.
Melissa Clark's latest book is Favorite Recipes from Melissa Clark's Kitchen. Peng Vang is the owner of Sota Hot and Cold in St. Paul, Minnesota. And as cool as Thai rolled ice cream sounds, you really have to see it to appreciate how rad it is. So we made a video for you. Check it out on splendidtable.org. And if you find great Thai rolled ice cream as you're out in the world, Instagram it and tag us so we know where to find it too. Hey, have you ever noticed the little face on every package of Bob's Red Mill? There really is a Bob, and that face is his face. His name is Bob Moore, and he spent nearly 40 years committed to providing the best quality foods available. Take their beans, from lentils to chickpeas to heritage varieties. They offer 15 types and counting of some of the best, most healthful, delicious foods you can eat. To learn more about Bob and his products, head to bobsredmill.com. I'm Francis Lamb, and thanks so much for listening to this week's Splendid Table Selects.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.